welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, March 25th. You'll be interested to know, today is International Waffle Day. And it has a sweet history, beginning in Sweden in the early 1600s. Originally paired with jams and fruits, waffles gained popularity. Over time, their recipes evolved, becoming sweeter by the 1700s. A linguistic mix-up with Our Lady Day led to this celebration today. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with 3+ foot sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3 feet throughout the morning, providing good conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 2 mph, creating a bit of texture as the day progresses. Keep an eye out for the swell to build later on. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds, and the onshore wind is 2 mph. The first high tide Tuesday will be 5 foot at 6:45 a.m., with a minus a 0.5-foot low tide at 1:45. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday will see choppy conditions with winds consistently exceeding 8 mph, peaking at 15 mph from the west. Morning sessions start with clean conditions, but shift to choppy by midday. Wave heights will range from chest to shoulder high, with occasional overhead sets on Friday, but the persistent winds will significantly impact surf quality throughout. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 59 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:06, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:45. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, then it'll become partly sunny with a high around 74 and a light west breeze. Tonight, we'll see more patchy fog before dawn with cloudy skies and a low of 52, along with calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies Wednesday and Saturday, with highs near 66 and 67, while Thursday brings mostly cloudy conditions. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, leaders of the San Diego Unified School District have proposed a plan to construct affordable housing for at least 10% of their faculty and staff over the next decade. This proposal, to be discussed in the upcoming Board of Education meeting, aims to utilize district-owned properties and establish a regional housing finance authority in collaboration with the San Diego Community College District. Board President Cody Patterson emphasized the importance of stable housing for families, stating housing prices continue to rise, and that ensuring affordable housing will help students thrive. If approved, over 1,500 affordable units could be built across 5 sites. Now on to sports. Mookie Betts is still feeling sick, struggling to keep food down as the Dodgers prepare for their home opener. Betts, who missed games in Japan due to a mysterious stomach illness, was scratched from the lineup before a recent exhibition game against the Angels. Dropping from 175 pounds to 157 pounds, He expressed his frustration, saying, "I just want to play." Although Betts can work out, he finds eating challenging, stating, "Every time I eat something, it just comes right out." His status for the home opener against the Detroit Tigers remains uncertain. In local sports, last night, the Lakers fell to the Orlando Magic, 118-106, at Kia Center in Orlando. Franz Wagner shone with 32 points and 8 assists, while Paolo Banchero added 30 points and 7 rebounds. The Lakers, now 48-28, suffered their third straight loss. The Magic improved to 34-38 as their home crowd of 19,598 celebrated the impressive victory. Tomorrow night, the Lakers visit the Indiana Pacers at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Tonight, the Kings at 39-21-9 host the Rangers in the City of Angels. Adrian Kempe leads with 29 goals, pushing the Kings as 1.5-point favorites. In top news, in a groundbreaking revelation, the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument, known as DDSI, has released its first data, suggesting that dark energy may not be a cosmological constant after all. This finding, if confirmed, could challenge the standard model of cosmology, called LCDM. DESI's data indicates that the effects of dark energy might be weakening over time, rather than remaining constant. This discovery raises questions about the universe's fate. It could either collapse in a big crunch or stabilize indefinitely. As cosmologist Will Percival states, this is actually a little bit of a shot in the arm for the field. In business news, Dropbox is under pressure from activist investor Half Moon Capital to end founder control over the file storage company. The hedge fund criticizes Dropbox's slowing revenue growth and its payment strategy. A shareholder proposal seeks to remove the dual-class share structure that grants CEO and co-founder Drew Houston a voting supermajority. Half Moon Capital holds around 40,000 Dropbox shares, valued at approximately $100 million. This proposal requires a majority vote for approval, meaning Houston's support is essential. The company has been reducing its workforce and faces challenges from competitors. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $87,000. Ethereum is up 2% to about $2,000. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 3% to 6 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI has announced updates for its advanced voice mode, enhancing its AI voice assistant for more personable interactions and fewer interruptions. Manuka Strata, an OpenAI post-training researcher, shared these changes in a video on the company's official social media. The update allows users to pause without interruption while speaking to the AI assistant. Free users now access this improved feature, while paying users, including subscribers to Plus, Teams, Education, Business, and Pro tiers, will also notice less frequent interruptions and a more engaging personality. OpenAI spokesperson described the assistant as more direct, engaging, concise, specific, and creative in its responses. And in entertainment news, Apple TV Plus has unveiled The Studio, a new comedy series from co-creators Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg, and others that humorously critiques the chaos of Hollywood. Set around Matt Remick, played by Rogen, this series showcases the absurdity of the entertainment industry as he navigates corporate struggles at Continental Studios. The show features a plethora of celebrity guest stars, including Olivia Wilde and Ron Howard, portraying exaggerated versions of themselves. With its witty storytelling and sharp humor, The Studio promises to be a delightful examination of the filmmaking process, premiering on March 26. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American basketball coach, John Wooden. And he said, "If you're not making mistakes, then you're not doing anything." I'm positive that a doer makes mistakes. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.